Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Oh, you are so lucky, dude. Bro. Okay. Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk, fam. Real talk, fam. I think the players listened to release. Okay. Real talk, fam.
Was that real talk?
Real talk, fam. I think the players listened to the show. I've never been more sure of it in my entire life. I think the players listen to these three knuckleheads because they've never played like that.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous now to meet any of them face to face because I don't want to have to, you know, atone for anything or reckon with anything.
Explain yourself.
But if that's what it takes to get this kind of hockey, sign me up, brother.
Just the thought that they might drive by and see that accidentally. All of a sudden, they start scoring goals.
Dude, Chris.
Yeah.
They had a fire lit under them, and I think it was by you.
They wanted to save the city of Seattle. They wanted to save the city of Seattle from having to see what they were about to see if they lost those two games. And I had to go out. Me and, well, all of you, I guess we're going to be there, but mainly me and little me and have to go jump and have little me get even littler.
Yeah.
Real talk.
I was in like Union.
The Seattle version of George.
Yeah. No, but, who is this team?
Listen, you all, I'm not joking, you guys. Like, we took it to them on the last episode. We threatened nudity, and they respond. Like, forget Davy Jones's stupid hat from the stupid movie that no one's watched in stupid how long. Let's just present naked Chris all the time. That's all they need, Chris.
So it's the great motivator. It really is.
Naked Chris goes to...
And the threat of Chris getting naked works again. I feel like King 5 should pick this up, or Cairo or something. Like, they should keep a tally in the corner of the screen. Somebody has to pick this up. Chris, you should be a folk hero by now.
I mean, that's what makes this so incredibly hard for me, because at the same time that I have like zero self-confidence left, like zero. I'm like doing this for the team in the city. Like, but like nobody wants to see me naked, which is, you know, that's kind of rough. But like, I'm willing to do it for the team in the city.
Have you gotten any calls from Evening Magazine or anything like that?
I've been actually, my phone's been just turned off. It just started ringing off the hook. So probably they called.
Has John Curley called you? Be honest. Has John Curley called you?
John Curley has. He's probably called me 15
Evening
times.
Magazine.
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's kidding or not. I think he's kidding. Katie, have you got any calls from Evening Magazine about release the show?
Seattle Refined.
No. Yes.
You just said it. Theme song.
Oh no, no, no! I'll take a mulligan on that one. Ooh. Sorry, my bad. I'll take a Carrie mulligan on that one.
No, I haven't.
She's delightful.
She's great.
No calls from Evening Magazine. Oh, come on. What's the other one you said?
Seattle Refined.
Anything from Seattle Refined, Katie?
No.
No. Good. Seattle Magazine.
Good Day Northwest.
No.
But Katie,
yet.
Come on. We're Seattle's live and only local favorite Kraken podcast who just saved the season, and we don't get any love from anything locally.
Mm-hmm. King 5, 4 o'clock news on Sunday.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What about that? All right, fine. I guess we'll just soldier on over here doing everybody's hard lifting.
You guys want to win the Stanley Cup? Chris, I'll join you in the lake.
Dang right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's get that momentum.
All right. I like it. Should we you know what to do then?
Release the show.
Release the host. Nakedness.
Three in a row for me.
You can have it.
Young fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We stabbing. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Oh, happy times are here again, everybody. Welcome to your favorite Kraken podcast. I'm Brett. Ryan's over there. Chris is over there. Producer Katie's laughing over there while texting. But nothing.
What?
Okay, I guess. Whatever. Fine. You guys not laughing. Whatever. Fine.
Say something funny.
Over here. Something Ooh. Funny. Welcome to Release the Show, everybody. Wow. Brought to you by
Wiener Schnitzel. Two locations, one in Everett, one in Fife. Go in, tell them about the Release the Show podcast sent you, and you'll get a free ice cream.
I'm in. Or should we play the cricket thing again?
I'm bringing the energy today.
All right, fine. Katie, come on. Can you put your phone down? The show is on. Let's go. Let's get into this thing here.
I'm on the show right now.
Are you talking to John Curley right now? If it's not John Curley, put the phone down. Is it Curley?
No.
Are you talking to John Curley?
No, it wasn't.
I love John Curley. What a Clearly. Man. Just doing it for like, Actually, let's get like John three Curley decades. On. Can we get John Curley on the horn? Let's get local Seattle legend John Curley on the phone, Katie.
I'm on it.
Who are you talking to? All right. I'm kidding around, man.
I was working,
Katie,
man.
Happy times are here. The Kraken are winning. Woo-hoo! Can we have some fun around here?
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. Ryan, jump right into it here. Why are the Kraken better all of a sudden? What happened? Besides us.
It's everything we talked about. They finally realized they got to get their shit together and start going.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's really that simple.
Do you guys realize, and does everybody out there realize, that we picked arbitrarily the Florida Panthers as our just most hated team for this podcast when it comes to the Kraken rivals? And I don't know why. It was like episode number two or three. I said, hey, guys, I don't even think the team had played a game yet. And I just said, which team should we hate? And everyone said the Panthers. And for some reason, every time we need a W, we take it to the Florida Panthers. The guys listen to the show, Ryan. Chris, they listen to the show, right? Don't they? Yes?
They do. I mean, that's why. It's now so clear to me. That's why they never were even trying to have a rivalry with Vancouver. Because they listen to the show. They've just been taking it to Florida.
Dude, the Florida Panthers are our son. We are their daddy. We own the Florida Panthers, dude. I love playing the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, too bad I can't play them more.
Dude, we take them down every time. Ryan, I mean, not only did we turn it around in the game that could have cost Chris his dignity, but we did it against a really good team. It's got to be more than just skating a little bit harder.
When you get those kind of wins, though, that's what propels you. Getting wins against big teams, big games, stepping up. I mean, the first part of that homestand wasn't so great, but they turned it around, and now they're getting points. They've had points in the last three-plus games. So, I mean, there's something to say about going against a team like that, right, and bearing down and actually going through doing the little things that we've talked about to get those points and get dirty and grind and get that win, and then all of a sudden floodgates start opening. Now we're scoring in bunches.
Who's the guy that you think is the catalyst, though? Don't tell me it's the whole team. Who is it that you think really stepped up the most?
I say the fourth line.
Okay. All three of them?
Yeah. When your fourth line is grinding and they're playing better than the first line, they're the ones at the bottom, right? Every single player that is not on that fourth line is going to look at, like, what are they doing that we're not, right? Then you see last game, the first line, they start contributing. So it starts with that guy or that group that needs to take it to that next level, and they're the ones stepping up right now. Mm-hmm. I really like watching the fourth line.
Okay, but we were getting specific on the last episode, going after guys, calling out guys by name. Did any of those guys really step up and turn it around? I mean, the whole team has, but come on, let's get specific. Like, what's Beniers up to? And you know, take me through some guys here.
Well, we got Matty Beniers finally puts a goal in. Mm-hmm. He's been getting chances. He almost scored in the overtime game. Was that last night?
Yeah.
Last night. So, I mean, he's kind of getting better, right? We've got Eberle, who was out for a couple of games. He's getting back. So the guys are coming in, getting healthy. We just signed Tatar. and
Tatar. It's appropriate. You can you can pick him up at either Dick's Drive-Ins or Ivers. It's delicious.
Let's go Ivers.
On your fries. You guys, it's so Seattle to get a guy named Tartar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. He's that guy, that missing piece that we were talking about earlier, about having guys that can come in and play within our system. He's going to be one of those guys that's going to stand in front of the net. He's going to get dirty. He's going to go that extra mile to get that rebound, to create those chances. He's going to go in the corners and muck it up. He's a little bit older. Wait for it, guys. 33.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
But he's played 10 years in the league. So he's that veteran. He's that presence. He's that leadership. He's going to come in into a new role. And try to fit into the system, and it's a reboot, a restart for him. So right there, we've got guys coming in to replace guys that are trying to earn spots. So again, now we have some competition on the team to really step everything up.
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
It sounds to me like he's giving Sprong vibes, and we know that's what we've been missing. So, I mean, are you excited about this new guy? I think, you know, we need it. Well, let's call him the Dip. You excited about Dip? The Dip, Tartar,
incredible. Seattle's number one dip. He comes in and he makes a dip already. When you dip, I dip. We dip, and we all dip. He scored already.
It works.
That's keep clam.
Keep clam. The Dip is here. Let's go, baby. I mean, I'm in.
But yeah. You know what? I mean,
it's what we need.
Also, that you can't overlook that Washington local, you know, who's a newbie on the team this season, not brand newly signed, but that Washington local, Mr. Kyler, Mr. Yamamoto, starting to heat up a little bit. He's got three goals now here coming on. That's my guy.
Well, we called him out. We called him out a few episodes ago, I think, by just saying, hey, you're new here, but like, let's shake it off and get going. And I mean, yeah, if he can be this and more, and then they start bringing some pieces, it could be peaking at the right time.
Your boy Tovey listened to you as well. Tovey's starting to heat up a little bit too.
Yeah, I love that kid. He's great. I love watching him play. The hustle, it's great. Yep. Yeah, I mean, they just seem like they kicked it into a different gear, which it's weird. It's weird to like talk about it in that way, because I wish you could just get a bit more specific with it, but it does seem like that's really what it is. It's just, they were just getting to pucks a little bit faster, right? You can just feel it.
It's not like the Seahawks where you can go, all right, the third down play in the fourth quarter, you know,
right,
this and that. Like, you really can't go to specific plays. You can go to different moments, but you can. That's why I always watch for momentum shifts, because when you see those guys and they're getting the turnovers, or they're not turning it over in the neutral zone, they're dumping and chasing, they're doing the Pee Wee style hockey. And then all of a sudden, once those things start clicking, now you go into your set plays, and it all starts with that, with the neutral zone and the turnovers, right? So if you can get it in, you get it dumped. Now you get your set plays. Now you're cycling. Now you're going up to the point. Now you're getting shots and crashing the net. You're doing all of those things. It makes sense at that point, but you got to get there. And that's what's been the Kraken's real trouble, is actually getting into the zone and not coughing it up and not turning it over, and actually getting established, the puck established, and then going into those neutrals or the danger zone sort of chances and stuff like that. It's really getting into the zone first. Now they're doing that. And all of a sudden, the last game with 7 goals against Chicago, unreal.
Yeah. We're watching some highlights here of the Florida Panthers game. We just saw it here. That goal by Wennberg it wasn't really a breakaway, but he goes like short side from that angle. I don't know much about, but that, to me, I'm like, oh, shoot towards the wider, more open side. Nope. That was pretty. And he's been on my radar for a long time, of a guy that kind of like is sort of not quite always there, you know, but that was a sweet one. Got to give some credit to him on that.
Goalies are smarter nowadays. It's not just shoot to where it's open, because they're looking for that. You got to find those little small spaces. Even if you can go 5-hole, go short side. A lot of times you go short side on the ice. If you don't score, that's going to cough up a pretty good rebound. If you're shooting high, the pucks are going to go off, go into the corner. You're not going to get those rebound chances. So a lot of times you shoot low, you shoot stick side. You try to kind of tuck it in that corner, but those will also create those opportunities and those rebounds. And again, getting a guy like Tatar, how do you say his name? Tartar? Is it Tartar?
The dip.
The dip. Hey,
there you go. Dip, baby.
Right. Getting those kind of
spread.
The spread.
the condiment. What do you want to go with here?
Right.
I don't know.
Those guys that are hungry, and they're going to want those rebound chances, and they have to work for those. So you're not just getting free goals. You're earning those goals.
Okay. So then they take on the Blackhawks, and that was sick. And then they take on the Kings, and there's another really good team. What'd you see against the Kings?
I just see a carryover from the game before, right? You got to step up, especially guys like the Kings. We're gonna have another stretch. We're playing the Kings and then the Ducks. Yeah. Two teams that can scare you. The Ducks are a team that will kind of like us score in bunches and get hot randomly. So you got to stay on. With the Kings, I saw you see good goaltending, right? The stats are the last 5 games, Joey Decord has really great stats. Overall, he's 5-5-8, something like that.
Yep.
But he is that guy that is going to, if you have someone solid in net, you can trust him. It's going to create those other chances for you, because you're not worried about playing defense. So having someone like Joey step up in those big games, those big moments, it just carries the team.
Chris, you like Joey? Are you a Joey guy?
You know, I tried to give some bad goalie stats last week, and you know, Ryan reminded us that they've actually been playing pretty decently. Well, at least Joey, you know, I mean, Grew had his moments, but like, we were leaving him hanging out to dry. You know, we were just, the defense was not doing what they needed to do. So I gotta eat my words on that one. Last week, Joey actually has been playing really, really well, and I'm digging
it. Can't,
and now since the team stepped up, it's showing.
He can't throw though. Did you see that yeet the fish? He threw it back like onto the ice.
It's hard to yeet a fish.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. He's spinning it around and let it go at the right time. He let it go like over his back.
How far do you think you can yeet?
I haven't been asked that since college, Ryan. Slow down.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Yeah, careful, bro.
You really want to know, Ryan?
Cracking pilsners first or whatever. Wow.
I got a visor.
Dude, honestly. Dang. It's the whipping it around by the tail that's not going to get you the distance. I think I'd just wind up and, you know, full-on baseball throw that thing, I think. So I'm 16
like
rows,
javelin maybe. It?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Have it on your shoulder.
16 rows baseball style.
I think so. Is that far? I can't really tell.
I think you need to wind up a little bit, but you can't start spinning it, because you're going to get like...
No, the spin doesn't work. No. It never goes far with the spin. And there's something about the way that fish is... Have you ever held one of those fish? What are they made out of?
It's like a stuffed animal. It's like little beads in there. So it's got a little weight to it.
But it's like a squishmallow kind of thing?
But they're long. So they do have the weight kind of balance is going to get thrown off.
They look like they're not heavy enough to get like a nice.
All right. Next time all three of us are in the building, we got to go out there and see how far we can throw it.
All right. Let's have a yeet contest.
I think you get more momentum if you're skating. Yeah. Right.
So, Katie, are we allowed to have a yeet contest? We're on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do that, right?
Yeah.
OnlyFans?
Oh, man.
Have you started the OnlyFans for this show yet?
It's mostly fish fans.
Only clams.
Fish fetishes. A lot of fish fetishes come to our OnlyFans.
Oh, man. Hey, let's talk about our friends, EpicSeats.com, everybody. EpicSeats.com, local Seattle company. If you need seats for anything, or if you have seats already and you're looking to sell those seats because, you know, I don't know, because you can't make the event or you just want to make a little extra cashola, you can do that at EpicSeats.com. Let them know that Release the Show sent you or Take 12 sent you, and they will give you an extra $12 per ticket when you're selling your tickets, or they will take 12% off of your purchase of $100 or more. They have much more than just sports tickets. They got concert tickets and everything in between. Oh, maybe you're looking to go to the Winter Classic, you know, New Year's Day, outdoor, T-Mobile Park. Maybe you got your retro jersey and you're looking for tickets. Go to epicseats.com and tell them that you heard about it on Release the Show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joe, this was a great game against the Kings. We got the Kings coming up tomorrow night in Los Angeles, and then they take on the Ducks, and then they take on the Flames, which the Flames always give us trouble. But it's a quick three-game roadie before they come back. They tune up against the Flyers on the 29th, and then we take on the hated team from the cartoon castle. And Ryan, I'm already gearing up for it. Chris, I'm already gearing up for it.
Yep.
We cannot be embarrassed in the Winter Classic against this team that wears the ugly color gold.
Historically, teams hosting the Winter Classic have not done very well.
Uh-oh.
And it's,
thanks a lot, Ryan.
But lately, last couple ones, there's been some wins. There's been some good games. So, but again, no one's expecting the Kraken to come out and dominate, right? So we're in a good spot. I think without the spotlight there, and you're going against a team like Vegas, Stanley Cup winner, this and that, right? They're the ones with the spotlight. They're the ones that are going to be have more of the packages and all that kind of stuff kind of done. We obviously got, they're going to be some fish throwing, you know, they're going to act like the Pike Place Market. Uh-huh. They're going to do all that kind of stuff on the field. But when it comes down to game time, everyone's going to kind of be focused on Vegas to kind of take over. So I think, again, we're in a good spot to steal a win here.
All right.
I like that. I like that. You brought me back, Ryan. Okay. You started that whole thing off by saying the teams who are hosting never do well, but then you brought it back to we're going to do well. So
I do best.
Here, I got a question for you about this thing. So T-Mobile, they got the retractable convertible roof on that thing, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, top drop.
We're playing in Seattle. It might rain. If they close the dome on that, does that count as an outdoor game?
There's no walls.
I know, but it's also should be raining on top of our heads, and it's not. I don't think it counts.
Interesting.
And
question.
I think if they close the lid, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
Because it's that's BS. It's like that's a poser. That's a poser game. The roof needs to be open no matter what, no matter the weather. You should be able to keep the ice frozen, right?
Yeah. I mean, they played in LA. They played at Dodger Stadium at 75 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Rain actually is the worst thing for a hockey rink.
Okay.
Having water. Snow is fine. You can clear snow, but rain kind of actually creates puddles and creates different.
Well, I don't want anyone to get hurt out there, but it's going to be lame if they shut the lid and then call it an outdoor game if it's also there's weather, because that's the whole point of playing outdoor hockey is you're in the weather.
I actually don't want to stand in the rain for three hours.
No. Oh, my God. You're going to get thrown off this show right now. Are you serious? Ryan, there's no possible. Are you kidding me? Oh, man, you're going to get
Ryan.
It. You have. Listen to me.
Wow.
You're going to get
it's we're going. Listen, it's got to be outdoor. Otherwise, it's not. I'm saying you got to take your chances. What if it's raining in the first period, but then not for the second and third? You know, like we dry out. It's we're not going to dry out at the game no matter what. No. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, of course.
So we'll be, dude. We'll be, get a couple bruises.
Call the poncho, bro.
It's supposed to be outdoor. Chris, come on, you're with me.
It's still gonna be cold.
The roof's gonna be open.
It's still gonna be cold.
It's an outdoor game. It's the Winter Classic. It's got to be outdoors.
They got to leave the roof open no matter what. Has there been talk of this? Is there talk of closing the roof?
It'll close.
No, what? They've announced it'll close?
That's why it's here, not at CenturyLink next door.
That's ridiculous. You know what? Actually, it should be at CenturyLink. That's a better setup for hockey, actually, anyway.
100%.
The stands are way closer. I mean, the rink still is much smaller than a football field, but you know what I mean.
But everything is centralized, so there wouldn't be a bad seat, really, unless you're in the first 10 rows.
Dude, if they close the lid on that, that's kind of lame, I got to say. Katie Wright, come on.
That's not outdoors.
I agree. All right. At least we're all in agreement about it. Hey, you know what is outdoors, and if you go outdoors, you should take with you? Pack back coolers. Yeah, pack back coolers, everybody. PACBAK, like so Pacific and then backpack, but without the C for the backpack. You get what I'm saying. PACBAK.com. These coolers are the coolest coolers that have ever cooled anything ever. They really are awesome. Just go look at the website. The website is beautiful. The coolers are beautiful. They do have backpacks that are like – insulated beyond belief and keep your brews nice and cold on your hiking trips and all that. It's pack back coolers, everybody. They're cool dudes, cool company, cool one of these, you know, all these cool small companies that are just doing it right. So check them out. Pack back coolers, everybody, and we appreciate them jumping on board. Boys, what else you got? Not everybody Chris? Wants, please.
Chris is coughing.
Sorry. I almost choked on my own saliva there.
Sorry. Sorry. What else you got? Come on. What do you got for everybody out there?
I just love that the Kraken, even though we had that 8-game slide and we were all worried about me, and then I was the only one worried about me, but then we turned it around. And now when you go look at the standings, we are above the Oilers, man. I'm just saying,
buddy.
Man. Like, yeah, how does that really work? What's going on over there? We don't even need to talk about it, but it just gives me a smile. I'm like, yep, even as bad as we've done, we're still doing better than the Oilers.
Well, and we're fighting teams like the Kings to the to overtime and shootouts. And, I mean, you know, those are good teams. And if that's what we want to do – or, sorry, if we want to make the playoffs, if we want to go to where we want to go, then that's what we got to start doing. And then, by the way, we got to start winning the games that we're supposed to win. And so I think that's also what we've been able to do here over the last week. And we got
to
keep that
7-1 against them Blackhawks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what you want to see.
Ryan, what do you got?
So the game notes for tomorrow's game just came out.
Okay.
Right? So a win or an overtime loss tomorrow would give the Kraken points in five consecutive games. So just 1 week ago, we were season's over and we're jumping in the lake. But yep. Now we're looking up, right? So that's going on. We also have a ton of guys on the injury report. So again, we just need to get healthy.
Katie. Our highlight package switched to a Seattle Seahawks game from 2012.
Let's break it down.
I was just watching Vintage. Russell. Anyway. Yeah, man. Chris?
Yep, I'm here.
You have thoughts on Russell Wilson from 2012 playing against the Patriots? Or
you know, separation's in the preparation.
Oh,
let Russ cook.
Hey, who else are talking about on this episode, Katie? Did I miss anyone? We're good. We're good. Nice. No emails this time?
Nope.
None that you were able to read on the air?
No.
Too much profanity?
Right.
Yeah. No, you know what's weird? We don't really get the rants when it's going good, do we?
Sure.
Yeah, which I guess makes sense.
Call my brother. He's always got some rants for us.
Dude, we should get him on the show.
Let's do it.
Let's put him on the pod. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Brett. There's Chris. That's
right. We don't talk about him.
Wow.
Hey, we'll be back next week with more exciting episodes. Check us out on all social media at Release the Show. And for producer Katie also. I'm Brett, telling you we'll see you next time.
See ya.
So long for now. Oh, do it.
Again?
Yeah.
See ya.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.